So Big Star is getting back together for more shows this year.
We are, yes. We're playing South by Southwest. That's coming up quickly, March 20th at Antone's. And that's Saturday night there at South by Southwest. And then we just announced the Levitt Shell here in Memphis for May 15.
And do you think you'll do any more shows beyond that?
We'll see what comes up. We don't. Our agent, Frank Riley, at High Road Touring, doesn't really go out and solicit gigs because we're all kind of focused on other things. Our, you know, John and Ken and Alex have their solo projects. John and Ken have the Posies. Mm-hmm. They both have, Ken has a group called The Disciplines, who are a Norwegian band. My work here at Ardent, and so it's difficult to get us all together, so we just, you know, field offers from folks, and people, you know, step up from time to time.
So you're not at a point where you're thinking about another record?
No. The last one was an interesting undertaking, in that the plan was to write and record a song a day, and that got a little suspenseful there. Mm-hmm. I got to admit, showing up and not having a plan or the songs demoed, and but you know, I'm thrilled with the results, but it was not the best way to approach a record, though. Although I loved doing it once.
And was that record more collaborative than the Big Star records from the 70s, or, you know, I mean, how was the process different other than this sort of attempt to do a song a day?
This record was a pretty collaborative record. You know, mm-hmm. John and Ken made contributions, and Alex and I did as well. My two primary contributions were Best Chance and a song called February is Quiet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I took my dog for a walk one night and just kind of came up with the melody and the line and lyrics for Best Chance. And then John Auer and I got together and the next morning and finished it. And then, you know, Ken and Alex would add their part. But it's, you know, in general, it's a more collaborative effort than, say, the third album, Big Star third album.
Right. I mean, like, how was the feeling?
Radio
difference?
City,
I mean,
or
obviously, there's 30 years of difference between making records there. But sort of in terms of what is the feeling in the band now, as opposed to whatever 72 to 76 or whatever it was, in terms of within the band. I mean, I'm assuming there would be sort of less tension now, since you've all sort of gone, you know, you've gone off, you do your own thing, you come back when you feel like it. I imagine there was probably more pressure, you know, in the early days.
Well, you know, the early 70s were a wonderful time for me. It mm-hmm. was it was new to all this, and new to a recording facility like Arden, and new to people that could be that creative, John and Chris and Andy and Alex, and people that kind of stepped up and wrote music that was as connected emotionally as much as, you know, the stuff that I'd been turned on to that got me into music, like the Beatles and the British Invasion stuff. So that was a pretty incredible period of wonderment for me, going in the studio. And Orton was like the Disney World of studios, but we had the proper tools and you know, an open canvas, if you will. It always fascinated me to see what the ideas that people would, you know, just spring out of someone's head. Mm-hmm. You know, here's a melody line. Well, where'd that come from?
Right.
You know, wow. Or here's a guitar line. And so I don't know. It was, you know, the early 70s where as they unfolded and Big Star's music unfolded, it was completely engaging and an incredibly exciting period for me.
Is there much in the way of video footage from that time? You know, film of concert performances or rehearsing or anything like that, you know, that could be, there could be a DVD or something like that.
Not from that time. Andy actually enrolled in a communications or a film class at what was then Southwestern College, so he could check out a 16-millimeter camera. And he shot some footage that was never really edited together, but his intention was to do a music video for our songs 13 and Ballad of El Gudo from our number one record. But that project was never completed. But just recently, in contemporary times, someone pieced all that footage together and set it to music.
Well, there's about 22 minutes of footage that, you know, maybe people have seen, you know, 3 or 4 minutes out of it. Mm-hmm. But as far as there being concert footage or anything of that sort, we've not been able to find anything like that. As a matter of fact, there is a little video from that film that's on disc 4 of the box set. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, an enhanced CD section that has a, you know, like a however long that song is, 3 minute video. But moving footage is sadly lacking. If I had envisioned what was going to happen in the future, I certainly would have done some things differently. But
how many shows
I think we all would have.
How many shows did Big Star even play?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
You know, a few around here, you know, in the local region. And then most everything else was, what, going to New York or going up north somewhere.
Yeah, played Maxis Kansas City in New York a couple of times. Our first is a 3-piece, Andy, Alex, and myself. And I'm not sure who we traded sets with then, but maybe Ed Begley Jr. was during one visit to Max's, and I don't think he remembers that. Somebody actually approached him and asked him, and he said, no, I know the band. I would remember that. But mm-hmm. we actually swapped sets with Ed Begley, and the other one the next visit, I guess, we swapped sets with a group called the Butts Band that were the spinoff from the Doors. They were what remained of the Doors after Jim Morrison died.
Hmm.
So, but no, just a handful of dates, not many.